The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jane Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's start with this one from Good Housekeeping, the G.H. Little Lab, Expert Advice and Inspiration for Your Family and Pets, How to Be a Better Grown-Up. Artist and writer Brad Montague asked kids across the country how adults should improve. Their answers could change how you parent. Brad Montague speaks first. Realize how much kids could teach us about joy and living in the moment in 2012 when his web series, Kid President, went viral. In the videos, Montague's adorable brother-in-law, Robbie, then 9, dons a suit and tie and delivers pep talks as only a child can. Treat everyone like it's their birthday, he says in one. A few years later, Montague embarked on a listening tour of classrooms nationwide to find out from kids what messages they'd like to pass along to adults. He gathered those lessons into a new book full of heartwarming, chuckle-inducing illustrations called Becoming Better Grown-Ups, Rediscovering What Matters and Remembering How to Fly. Here he shares some of what he learned. And let me just... The book, again, Becoming Better Grown-Ups, Brad Montague, Montague. It's available on Amazon. Focus on the positive. Montague was struck by a kid's sense of wonderment and gratitude. I think we sometimes fixate on the things that are wrong, he says. Instead, he learned to emphasize the importance of cultivating joy, even in challenging times. For example, doing video calls with elementary schoolers taught him to find the hilarity in tech issues instead of getting frustrated. When the kids saw that playfulness, they opened up instead of getting shy when Montague asked questions. Small gestures make a big difference. When Montague asked kids what they really wanted from adults in their lives, the answer was simple: just be present. Kids' fondest memories aren't always of lavish family vacations or monumental celebrations. What matters more are little acts of love over time, Montague says. Things like listening to kids talk about their school days or teaching them to tie their shoes may not feel game-changing, but those building blocks make a big difference. You're actually doing world-changing, life-altering, future-creating stuff, Montague says. You're just showing up, and that's the job. And last, the kids' table. Montague also wants to see more grown-ups get vulnerable with their kids, creating spaces where adults feel comfortable learning and sometimes failing in front of their kids. Shows kids it's okay to embrace imperfection. I think it's becoming less of the grown-ups' table and the kids' table, Montague said. I want my kids to see that Dad is doing what he loves, but also bringing them to the table right alongside him. That's going to lead us to better places. Next, from Real Simple, they road-tested barbecues. It says, Barbecue MVPs. We taste-tested more than 30 classic cookout fixins to find the must-haves for your summer cookouts. Here we go. Best hot dog. Applegate Organics Uncured Beef Hot Dog, made with 100% grass-fed beef and nicely seasoned with paprika and cayenne, these robust dogs will stand up to all your favorite toppings. $7 for 10 ounces at grocery stores. Best Mustard, Golden's Spicy Brown Mustard. Heat up your burgers and dogs with a squirt of this bold condiment. Its earthy depth and punchy flavor make cookout mainstays crave-worthy. $1.50 for a 12-ounce squeeze bottle at grocery stores. Best Bun? King's Hawaiian Hot Dog Buns. Buttery and downright irresistible, these slightly sweet rolls play well with savory fillings, and they even stay soft when grilled. To buy, $4 for 12 ounces at grocery stores. Best Potato Chips? Kettle Brand Sea Salt Potato Chips. These satisfyingly salty chips are sliced a bit thicker than others we tried and provide maximum crunch. You might want to try 2 bags, because they'll go fast. $3.50 for an 8.5-ounce bag at grocery stores. Best Baked Beans? Amy's Organic Vegetarian Baked Beans. Some varieties are cloying sugar bombs. Not this one. We inhaled these creamy white beans simmered in a luscious tomato sauce. $3.50 for 15 ounces at grocery stores. And last, the best veggie dog. Field Roast Frankfurters. This juicy, well-spiced option impressed vegetarian and omnivore tasters alike. We also appreciated its recognizable ingredient list. To buy, $6 for a 16-ounce package at grocery stores. From Better Homes and Gardens, Dog Days. Give your summer a second wind. Ilana Wiles, the witty voice behind parenting blog Mommy Shorts, reframes daily activities so there's something to get excited about. Remember back in March when we couldn't remember what day it was? Now it's hard to remember the month, although I'm pretty sure the sweat on my upper brow tells me it's summer. That means that in addition to the months we've already spent at home, we've still got more until school starts back up. We've played every board game, used up all the flour, and watched every movie on every streaming service. Even TikTok is getting boring. If this were a normal summer, my 10-year-old Mazzie would be heading off to sleepaway camp. She went for the first time last year and couldn't wait to go back. My 7-year-old Harlow was supposed to be attending day camp and having lots of quality one-on-one time with Mom. There would be beach days and pool parties and concerts in the park. Instead, we've been tasked with creating summer fun at home, trying our best to keep the kids from getting restless. Here's how we've been shaking things up and overcoming the midsummer lull. Each idea is simple and requires only easily attainable supplies, because that's how I roll, even when we aren't living through a global pandemic. 1. Break the TV lunch habit. We usually have a policy of no eating anywhere but the table, but admittedly, we've relaxed our rules quite a bit lately, and once your kids get a taste of eating on the couch, it's hard to go back. I packed a picnic basket, mixed a pitcher of fancy drinks, and pulled our playroom tent outside, which made our surprise outdoor lunch Instagram style, if you care about such things. We lounged on pillows, read books, played lawn games, and ran through the sprinkler. My kids had no desire to go back inside until dinner. 2. Open a bathroom spa. We started with mani-pedis. I lined up every nail polish color I have. Then I added body scrubs, lotions, face masks, and a stack of hand towels warm from the dryer, and our spa was officially in business. While I squirted shampoo into the tub for a sudsy foot bath, Mazzie poured water and strawberries into fancy glasses. Then the girls did each other's nails, taking turns running the spa and being the customer. We all lay down with sliced cucumbers on our eyes, and, in a stroke of parenting genius, whoever lay still the longest got to choose dessert. 3. Create a new morning routine. Harlow loves making pancakes. I used to do all the prep, but now she can measure her own ingredients. That's math. I showed her pictures of the charcuterie board trend, and she ran with it, putting all her pancakes on a cutting board and scooping toppings into little bowls. Syrup, Nutella, sliced bananas, strawberries, honey, sprinkles. She set up her own pancake restaurant, took orders, and charged us. That's entrepreneurship. It was fun for her and an easy morning for me, even though I had to do the dishes. And last, make movie night official. I decided to make our couch potato status quo a thing. I chose the movie ahead of time, a classic from my early years, that they had previously rejected. Printed a poster and hung it in the lobby, our living room, of the Wiles Theater. I had the kids make tickets. We popped popcorn and got dressed up. Their dad ushered them to their seats. Guess what? They watched the original Karate Kid with no arguments and loved it. I knew they would. Next up, The Goonies. From Real Simple, 7 seriously engrossing beach reads. Stake out your square of sand and immerse yourself in one of these all-time favorite books of Real Simple editors. First, a historical romance. Chinese legend says an invisible red string binds each person to the one they're destined to marry. Cecily Wong's book, and her last name W-O-N-G, the book Diamond Head, follows the journey of 3 generations of the Liang family from China to Hawaii, as they discover how much of their story is left to fate. Striving and Intrigue. In Imbolo Mbue's book, it's M-B-U-E, the author, Behold the Dreamers, the book, immigrant couple Jende and Nenny hustle to raise their young son in the center of the world, New York City, as their lives get tangled up in the unhappy marriage of a wealthy investment banker. The plot is packed and fast-paced, and the writing is funny. There's an ode to shopping at TJ Maxx, and I've never felt more seen. And it's heartbreaking, just the way I want it. A Marriage Story. Fates and Furies is the book. Will hook you immediately. Lauren Groff's writing, and G-R-O-F-F is how you spell that. Her writing is so good. The novel gives you a front-row seat to a marriage in which the spouses have radically different interpretations of every interaction. It's one big, voyeuristic, twisted tale of character development you won't be able to put down. And that's per Betty Gold, senior digital food editor. Zombie hottie book called Warm Bodies is the most beautiful zombie apocalypse story you'll ever read. Isaac Marion is the author, M-A-R-I-O-N. Centers on a mentally astute zombie who can experience people's memories when he eats their brains. R falls in love with a human and in the process becomes more human himself. This was Dana Hong, Associate Digital Editor's pick. And a puppy love book called Lily and the Octopus. Stephen Rowley, the author, R-O-W-L-E-Y. He describes the companionship between struggling writer Ted and his 12-year-old dog Lily. It's a peculiar story. Lily fills Ted in on everything from her daily aches to her celebrity crushes, but their love is fierce and familiar. And that's per Rachel Sylvester, senior editor. And an electrifying tale called The Power by Naomi Alderman, A-L-D-E-R-M-A-N, creates a gripping alternate reality where women discover their ability to administer deadly electric shocks. As knowledge of this power spreads, it upends the foundations of every society in the world. And that's per Courtney Smith, the contributing editor at Real Simple. And the last one, sweeping epic, or is a sweeping epic, Min Jin Lee, the author, L-E-E, the book Pachinko, P-A-C-H-I-N-K-O. It's about four generations of a Korean family that immigrated to Japan. Both the longest book I've read in years and the one I didn't want to end. Pachinko, a pinball-esque slot machine game that's addictively popular in Japan, becomes a family business for one character, but it's really a metaphor for the book's ricochet between despair and hope, and for Lee's choice to tell the story from multiple perspectives, which she does deftly. And this by Liz Vaccariello, editor-in-chief at Real Simple. So we've got their picks. From Martha Stewart Living, the Ask Martha column. Someone asks, can I cancel a credit card without hurting my credit? The answer, it's unlikely since canceling decreases the amount of credit in your name, which means that whatever you've charged will be a higher percentage of your total credit, says Bennett Wilson, credit cards editor at The Points Guy, which is thepointsguy.com. When that ratio spikes, your score can dip. It's generally better to stow a card you're ready to part with in a safe spot. And if it has a high fee, ask the issuing bank to downgrade, suggests Wilson. For example, if you have a Capital One Venture Rewards card, which has a $95 annual fee, you might switch to the Venture One card for fewer perks, but no fee. This way, you retain your account and avoid that ding to your score without paying for a card you're not using. And another question. I purchased an old dresser that smells like mothballs. How do I get rid of the odor? The answer? The cause of that stubborn and pungent scent is one of two pesticides, naphthalene and or pyridichlorobenzene. They work by transforming from solids into odorous vapors, says Carrie Warburg-Block, founder of Earthkind, a company that makes plant-based bug deterrents. The gas particles get embedded in the wood grain, in the grain of wooden furniture, imparting an enduring stench. Warburg-Block suggests these methods for banishing it. First, absorption. Leave bowls of cat litter, white vinegar, or coffee grounds, all of which neutralize smells, in the wardrobe's compartments. The scent should dissipate in 1 to 3 days. Bags of activated charcoal are also effective. We like the Mozo natural bamboo kind, available from $10 at thecontainerstore.com. Or try Earthkind's Stay Away Moths pouches, filled with absorptive corn cob and fragrant essential oils that reduce odor and also keep the pests away. That's available for $26 for four at earthkind.com. Next, fresh air and heat. Together, they can clear unwanted aromas from wood. Take the piece outside on a sunny day, or open windows and aim a blow dryer or space heater at it from a safe distance for 15 to 30 minutes daily for up to 3 days. And last, abrasion. If the above methods don't work, lightly sand the dresser's inner and outer surfaces, including drawers and shelves, then seal and paint it. For a how-to, go to marthastewart.com/woodfurniture. And from Real Simples, the realist, uncommon solutions to everyday problems, blend a better milkshake. First, soften first, then scoop. Before you bust out the blender, let the ice cream thaw on the counter for 15 minutes. If you simply can't wait, microwave the pint for no longer than 10 seconds to create a more scoopable consistency. Then blend it all together. To make one milkshake, fill your blender with 3 to 4 scoops of softened ice cream and half a cup of whole milk, says Jackie Kusuna, co-author of the cookbook Ample Hills Creamery. So if you're interested, her last name is spelled C-U-S-C-U-N-A. Blend for 15 to 30 seconds, drizzling in more milk if necessary to reach your preferred thickness. The total amount of milk will vary depending on the ice cream's density, Kuskuna says, but a 1 to 4 milk to ice cream ratio typically results in a thick yet sippable shake. And last, amp up the flavor. Add texture with extras like frozen berries, breakfast cereal, chocolate chips, or crushed graham crackers. Your straw may clog temporarily, but it will be worth it. Dissolve 4 tablespoons of malt powder in the milk before blending to make a quintessential diner-style malted, if you want a nostalgia trip instead of a milkshake headache. And also from Real Simple, things cooks know, 8 foods you should be grilling. Think beyond burgers and dogs, there's so much more an open flame is good for. First, bread. Drizzle slices with olive oil, sprinkle with salt, and grill until golden on both sides. For extra zing, rub with garlic after grilling. Serve as is, top with cooked vegetables, or tear into croutons for salad. Next, tofu. Start with pressed firm or extra firm tofu, cut into half-inch thick slabs. Brush with olive oil and cook over high until grill marks appear. Drizzle with oil and vinegar. Add herbs, salt, and pepper. Broccoli. Peel stalks and slice them lengthwise so they resemble broccolini. Grill naked over direct heat, turning occasionally until tender, 3 to 5 minutes. Transfer to a platter and dress with olive oil, salt, lemon, and grated Parmesan. Fruit. Halve and pit stone fruit, such as peaches and plums. Cut pineapple lengthwise, removing the woody core, and slice watermelon into wedges. Coat with olive oil or melted butter and grill over medium until tender and charred. Top with vanilla ice cream. Avocado. Start with a ripe, hot, mushy, ripe, not mushy avocado. Halve and pit the fruit, leaving skin on. Cook flesh side down over high until grill marks appear, 1 to 2 minutes. To eat as is, spritz with lemon or lime and sprinkle with salt, then spoon out the flesh. Or use it in your favorite guacamole recipe for added smoky flavor. Pizza. Set up zones on the grill, low heat and high heat. Shape store-bought or homemade dough into an oval. Coat both sides with olive oil and place over high heat zone. Grill until bubbles start to form. Flip and grill for 30 seconds. Move dough to the low heat zone and quickly add toppings. Cover and cook until cheese is melted, about 10 minutes. Romaine lettuce. Cut lettuce head in half vertically and barely trim stem end so leaves stay together. Dress in a big flavored vinaigrette, then grill, covered, until charred in places, 2 to 5 minutes. Chop or serve whole. This method also works well with Napa cabbage. And last, cheese. Well-oiled feta and halloumi, a semi-firm brined cheese from Cyprus, can go right on the grill over high heat just until charred. Drizzle with more oil and serve on a platter surrounded by crackers and olives for a starter or fruit for dessert. For a real showstopper, place an 8-ounce chunk of provolone in a small, greased, cast-iron pan on the grate. Close grill lid and cook until bubbly, 3 to 4 minutes. Serve with bread for slathering. Don't you love that slathering? It just makes me hungry. From Woman's Day, superfood suppers. Let's see how many of these we can get through. First, whole wheat spaghetti with grilled asparagus and scallions. This serves 4 at a cost of $7.16 total. Heat grill to medium-high. Cook 12 ounces of whole wheat spaghetti. In a large bowl, toss 10 ounces of mushrooms, 8 ounces of asparagus, and 1 bunch of scallions, all trimmed, with 1.5 tablespoons olive oil and 1/2 teaspoon each red pepper flakes and salt. Grill vegetables until just tender, 3 to 5 minutes. Cut asparagus and scallions into 2-inch pieces. Place in bowl. Using a garlic press, squeeze 1 large clove of garlic into the bowl and finally grate the zest of 2 lemons on top. Halve lemons and grill, cut sides down, until charred. Add spaghetti to the bowl of vegetables, squeezing in juice of lemons and tossing to combine. Serve with grated Parmesan if desired. Sweet potato, black bean, and spinach quesadillas. This serves 4 for a total cost of $4.46. Your superfood here is sweet potatoes, loaded with the antioxidant beta-carotene, which keeps vision sharp and may fight off the common cold. Also, the black beans, which keep bones strong because they're high in fiber and a good source of manganese. So here's what we do. Heat broiler. Have 2 small sweet potatoes lengthwise. Place cut sides down on a plate. Microwave on high till tender, 5 to 7 minutes. Heat 2 tablespoons olive oil and 2 cloves garlic, finely chopped, in a large skillet on medium until the garlic starts to sizzle. Stir in 1 teaspoon ground cumin and 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon and 1/4 teaspoon cayenne. Add 1 15-ounce can black beans rinsed and 1/3 cup of water. Cook 2 minutes. Add 1 bunch spinach chopped and cook, tossing 1 minute. Place 4 tortillas on a foil-lined baking sheet. Scoop sweet potato from the skins and spread on 1/2 of each tortilla. Top with bean mixture and sprinkle with 1.5 cups grated jack cheese. Fold tortillas over to cover filling. They will look stuffed, overstuffed even. Broil until tops are golden brown and cheese has melted, about 2 minutes. Serve with lime wedges and salsa if desired. Next, salmon BLTs. Your superfoods here are the salmon and Greek yogurt. For salmon, it's a super fish that adds omega-3 fatty acids and an extra hit of protein. The yogurt, swapping in creamy Greek yogurt for the mayo, lowers fat and increases calcium, which promotes bone health. So this serves 4, total cost $12.49. Working in batches, cook 8 slices of bacon in a large skillet on medium until crisp, 5 to 6 minutes. Transfer to a paper towel lined plate. Meanwhile, in a bowl, combine 1/2 cup low-fat plain Greek yogurt, 1/4 cup fresh dill chopped, 1 scallion finely chopped, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Wipe out the skillet and heat 1 tablespoon oil on medium. Season 4 4-ounce pieces of skinless salmon fillet with a quarter teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook until opaque throughout, 1 to 2 minutes per side. Spread yogurt mixture on 4 pieces of bread, top with romaine lettuce, salmon, 1 tomato which has been sliced, and the bacon, then finish with another slice of bread. And last, chili orange shrimp with broccolini couscous. Your superfoods, let's see, broccoli. The fiber in this crunchy veggie can help improve blood sugar levels and may reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. And cashews. They're high in magnesium, a nutrient that's important for bone strength and osteoporosis prevention. Serves 4, total cost $13.98. In a food processor, finely chop 6 ounces of broccoli florets. In a medium bowl, toss broccoli with 1 cup couscous and a quarter teaspoon each salt and pepper. Pour 1.5 cups boiling water over top, then cover and let sit 10 minutes. Cut away the peel and the pith from 1 large navel orange, quarter lengthwise, then slice crosswise. Heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in a large non-stick skillet on medium. Season 20 large peeled and deveined shrimp with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Cook 3 minutes. Turn shrimp, then add 2 cloves garlic, thinly sliced, and 1 1-inch piece of ginger, which has been cut into matchsticks. Cook 1 minute. Add 2 teaspoons chili garlic sauce. Toss to coat. Add orange and 1/2 cup roasted cashews. Cook 1 minute. Fluff the broccoli couscous with a fork. Serve shrimp mixture on top and sprinkle with sliced scallions. From Good Housekeeping's workbook, zucchini orzo salad. 15 minutes active time and total time 25. We need 8 ounces of orzo, 12-ounce zucchini shredded about 3 cups, 1 tablespoon grated lemon zest plus 3 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 tablespoon olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, 3 tablespoons grated parmesan, 1/2 cup fresh basil chopped, and 1/4 cup roughly chopped fresh chives. Cook orzo per package directions, drain into colander, and immediately fold in zucchini. Let sit 1 minute. Transfer zucchini and orzo mixture to the bowl. Toss with a lemon zest and juice, oil, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and let cool completely. Toss with parmesan, then fold in basil and chives. Excuse me. To make it ahead, refrigerate the orzo salad minus the basil and the parsley for up to 3 days. Fold in those herbs just before serving. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. See you next time.